Vicky, last year, Cold Heart Revival blew us away with their live performance at the Heritage Brew Festival in Manitou Springs. And I remember looking at each other during that performance and almost simultaneously saying, we've got to get these guys on the air. Well, since then, some of the members of the band have moved out of the state, but somehow you managed to wrangle them into the 91.5 KRCC studios for a performance and interview.
Yeah, I think what struck us both during the festival was the beautiful harmonies that Stephen Massey and Brett Larson conjured up. But you're right, Stephen recently moved to New Jersey, and Brett will be leaving town soon as well. Meanwhile, keyboardist Audrey Busanich and bassist Dylan Tiefer are still here in Colorado Springs. Nevertheless, we managed to get Stephen, Brett, and Audrey into the station and play a couple songs from their new album, Over the Water, and talk about what's next for the group.
Let's take a listen.
We are the Cold Heart Revival. This song's called Behind the Scenes. Well, I did my best to sit with my defeat when I didn't have the strength to disagree. Such ordinary lives are built behind these gritted teeth, 'cause your pride will always bite the hand that feeds. Two shots upon a rail, a fire in the shine of a moonbeam. Well, it's more than it seems, defined by any means, but it's always getting lost behind the scenes. I'm waiting for my silence to defend. Your cannonball resolve is wearing thin. I'm justified, but I might let it slide and say you win, 'cause this bickering's like pissing in the wind. Two shots upon a rail, a fire in the shine of a moonbeam. But it's more than it seems, it's defined by any means, but it's always getting lost behind the scenes. To swallow all my pride, to implicate whatever you despise. Desire is the enemy if you're never on my side. And it's too hard to go down without a fight. Two shots upon a rail, fire in the shine of a moonbeam. But it's more than it seems, defined by any means, but it's always getting lost behind the scenes.
This is Vicky, and I'm in the studio today with Cold Heart Revival. Stephen, Audrey, and Brett, thank you so much for coming in and doing some music for us today and talking. Appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, we're excited to be here, beyond excited.
I wanted to go back to when I first saw you, which was last year. It was a duo. It was Stephen and Brett. You guys were playing a festival. And I remember when, you know, I didn't know that much about you. I didn't know anything about you. So when you started singing, I was struck by the same thing I'm sure a lot of people are struck by. Your vocals, the harmonies, and your confidence, really. So I'm curious about your origins. How'd you find each other?
It was a miracle. No, I'm actually originally from New Jersey, and my job had moved me out to the Springs, and I'm, like, really bad at meeting people, so I was like, I'm just going to go play a bunch of open mics and try to, like, connect with some folks.
And Brett and his wife happened to come out to Jive's Coffee Shop, actually, and they saw me play an open mic there, and he approached me afterwards. I had played some original tunes, and he was just like, hey, I really like your stuff. So after that, just kind of like we got together, and I think we played The Boxer by Simon and Garfunkel for the first time. And like, we kind of sat down, and we were just like locked in. I was just like, yes, this is going to be great. So
Paul Simon, Art Garfunkel, that certainly comes to mind. There's something about the way your voices work together. Stephen, you certainly have that sound to your voice. Did you recognize that in each other? Like, are you fans? Did you come
Huge.
Together that way?
I mean, my dad raised me on Simon and Garfunkel, so anytime anybody has given us that compliment, which has happened a few times, thankfully, I mean, those are the gods of harmony, so.
That's okay with you.
Absolutely.
Because certainly that's what I thought of, and that is high praise. Were you both songwriters, or does one person, and I'll get you in on this too, Audrey, that you bring this all to the table together?
Yeah, we're both songwriters. All three of us are. And we've mostly been focusing on Steve's music. It's just so good. I've actually haven't been able to figure out what Steve's songwriting process is. I haven't witnessed it, although I've tried to. So
that.
He'll show up with a new song that's at completion, and I've begged him to, like, let's try to write a song together, but he, it's some magic behind the scenes.
Yeah.
I think it's more insecurity. It's just like, I want to, like, because my initial thought on, like, lyrics and stuff can be kind of cheesy, and then I have to, like, kind of work with it, and I, like, let it bake in my head for a couple days, and then I kind of come and, like, be like, okay, this is the final. This is, like, what I'm comfortable with sharing.
Sometimes Steve will give us cast-off songs, and Brett and I finish them, and then bring them back.
So I want to ask, I knew you as a duo, and maybe that was just incorrect to assume, and now listening to your new record, which, by the way, is lovely, Over the Water, and Dylan playing upright bass, Audrey on keys. How did that all come together? Is this officially the band now, or was that a studio thing?
Sure. I guess I consider the four of us would be the core members, and then there's additional instrumentation on the album where people came in and lent some awesome, like, you know, banjo and fiddle and stuff like that to flesh it out. So yeah, I would consider us the core of the band. And Brett and I had played with several other people and kind of didn't really fit as well. And we met Audrey at a little festival, actually, that we were playing. What was it? This
Mountain of the Sun Music Festival up in
Woodland Park.
Our first conversation was about salad dressing, and I had found like a video of them on YouTube, and I was like, I'm gonna meet them at this festival, and we're gonna be friends, and we're gonna play music together.
And Steve and I had always really valued like a level of professionalism with music, and Audrey is so tremendous as far as like there on time, always squared away. Everything is so straight, and so we got along right away.
Okay, there's something that you've mentioned off mic. Are you all then in different parts of the land now? What's this band going to look like? How do you go forward? You all have some specific plans in your personal lives and where you live and what you're doing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. I think even though we're separated, you know, and I might not be separated for long. I'm back in New Jersey, but I'm not really happy with my move back. So I'm like itching to go somewhere else, either come back here or somewhere else. I think that we care enough about the music that we'll always make it work no matter what. Even if it's, you know, writing stuff down, like recording it and exchanging ideas and then working on songs that way. And then when we get a chance to get together, we can assemble in a studio somewhere and record or something like that.
And
I think we'll always make it
work. Our friendship is just so strong that it's going to drive on.
Absolutely. I mean, even in the last 3 months since Steve moved, like, he'll send me tracks and be like, hey, do you hear anything on this? And like, I can send him keyboard files or vocal or bass files, and so there's still that collaboration and that camaraderie in the creative process, and when we get together we play as much as we can.
Well, Cold Heart Revival, thank you so much for spending a little time with us here on Air Check, and let's go out with another song.
We are the Cold Heart Revival. This song is called Your Island.
Shifting by a couple of degrees, none too pleased with you, my darling. We've got the ambition to succeed. But it's too fun to watch it falling. A million voices sending plays to your island. A million reasons to stay.
Cold Heart Revival in studio at 91.5 KRCC. The band's new album is called Over the Water. You can find out more about the band through our website, krcc.org. You're listening to Air Check from 91.5 KRCC. Stay with us.